This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, go ahead, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Was salatu was salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure to resume our series Illuminate Your Life after a long break. Inshallah, we will continue this series. You know, we are hadith number 84, and then another 15 traditions, inshallah, or more is left, inshallah. So it's my pleasure to welcome you all to this series, How to Illuminate Our Life Through the Light of from the Niche of Prophecy, Mishkatun Nubuwa. And today I have this beautiful tradition. It's alarming, it's frightening, because some of these signs the Prophet is speaking about, you already see it around us. So may Allah save us, help us to heed this caution, this warning from the Prophet of Mercy, so that we can save ourselves from the destruction and the crisis awaiting us. How to save ourselves during the end times? That is the theme of today's hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, according to Marqab ibn Yasar, he said, "Al-ibada fil harji ka hijratin ilayya." Worship in times of confusion and mass slaughter is like hijrah to me. You know, when you make hijrah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially during his time, people in Makkah were subjected to persecution and they could not continue to practice their religion freely. So in order to have that freedom to practice, they were ordered to emigrate to Medina. So when you do so, and you are doing so following the order of Rasulullah, accompanying Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it merits great rewards, tremendous rewards. So the Prophet said, the same reward awaits those who are steadfast in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of confusion and mass slaughter during the end of times. A critical tradition, it urges us to remain steadfast and at the end of times. Because in the midst of widespread chaos, disorder, and steady decline of moral standards, which we see around us today, people will become obsessed. All of us will be touched by this as we become obsessed with amassing material possessions, and we become caught up in rivalry and competition to have more and more. We will be obsessed with our more syndrome, Al-Hakumut Takasa. when you have one house, you moved into that house, sooner you want to have a better house. When you have a car which is functioning, you then after a while you crave for a better car. We see people driving around better cars. And the same applies to each and everything. So this rivalry, this competition for material possessions and comforts will be distracting us. And what will happen? We'll, in the way, we're getting carried away, and then we will end up losing our faith. The prophet has prophesied about the signs of the end times in a number of traditions. There are so many traditions, and in this tradition, he highlights one of these signs. He refers to it by the word haraj, or harj. Harj means widespread slaughter, accompanied by fear and discontent. People are so discontented, so afraid, so greedy, so they attack each other. They don't have any fear of, you know, no sanctity of life in their mind. The prophet in another tradition sheds further light on this. Inna bayna yaday sa'a ayyaman yurfa fiha al-ilmu wa yanzilu fiha al-jahl وَيَكْسُرُ فِيهَا الْحَرْجُ وَالْحَرْجُ الْقَتْلُ. The hour will precede a period of time when knowledge will be lifted and ignorance will prevail and slaughter will become rampant. Reported by Bukhari and Muslim, this is a very well-attested tradition. Still another report says, يَتَقَارَبُ الزَّمَانُ وَيُقُبَلُ الْعِلْمُ وَتَظْهَرُ الْفِتَنُ وَيُلْقَ الشُّحُ وَيَكْسُرُ الْهَرْجُ قَالُوا وَمَا الْهَرْجُ قَالَ الْقَتْلُ. Time will quicken. And this is what we are seeing around us. You know, months pass by like days, weeks like days, and months like weeks, and year like month. And thus we experience it. Only yesterday we welcomed Ramadan and we said goodbye to it, and now another Ramadan is. Of course, we will live to witness another Ramadan, hopefully. May Allah bless us to do that. And knowledge will be lifted. And crises, one after the other, will appear all around us. And greed will prevail. And harj will become widespread. And when they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam what he meant by harj, he replied, widespread slaughter. In another tradition, he described the alarming nature of mass slaughter. What kind of a slaughter? What kind of a murder will happen? وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَيَوْتِيَنَّ عَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ لَا يَدْرِ الْقَاتِلُ فِي أَيِّ شَيْءٍ قَتَلْ وَلَا يَدْرِ الْمَقْتُولُ عَلَى أَيِّ شَيْءٍ قُتِلْ. It's a very, very frightening situation which we see all around us. It's happening in many, many parts of the world. By Allah, who has my soul in his hands, a time is going to come for the humankind when a murderer doesn't know why he killed another person. Only a few days ago, we saw how a group of teenage girls killed an innocent man. And they were also attacking people in the subway. What for? They don't know why they killed that man. And the man doesn't know why he was killed, nor the victim knows why they were killed. And this is what's happening. Furthermore, Prophet warned, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, warned about Muslims also getting carried away by rivalry over wealth and possessions. You know, ma aksha alaykum al-faqr. When the Sahaba complained to Rasulullah of the poverty, the Prophet tells them, Wallahi la akhsha alaykum al-faqr, walakin akhsha alaykum man tubsata alaykum al-dunya, kama busitat ala man kana qablakum, fatanafasuha, kana kama tanafasuha, wa tulhiukum kama alhatuhu. I am not worried about poverty. What I am really worried about is that a time is going to come for you when worldly comforts will be open for you, and they were open for nations before you, then you will be weighing with one another over them. Consequently, they will distract you from your religion. The previous nations were distracted. You see it all around us. Faced with such crisis and confusion and decline of moral standards, it is easy for all of us to lose our faith unless we are careful, unless we exercise vigilance, unless we are cautious. So the Prophet ﷺ advises us. He has already given us prescription how we can save ourselves in this impending crisis. Has to do good works to save your faith. Badiru bil amali fitanan qita'il layl al mudlim yusbihu ar rajul mu'minan wa yumsi kafira aw yumsi mu'minan wa yusbihu kafira yabiu dinuhu bi 'aradin min ad-dunya. We are seeing it right in front of us, day in and day out. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, has to do good works during the engulfing crisis, which will spread like thick masses of darkness. When a person who wakes up in the morning as a believer will end up as a disbeliever by the evening. And one who is a believer in the evening will end up as a disbeliever in the morning as he sells his faith for a trifle price of the worldly gains. Reported by Muslim brothers, it's very, very scary situation you and I are living today. In the midst of crisis and confusion, people will become heedless and become obsessed with amassing worldly comforts. Distracted by them, they end up losing their faith. Hence the importance of steadfastness. That is why the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, urges us to apply ourselves to intense worship. Because when you are engaged in intense worship, day in and day out, you may be saved from this kind of fitna. The reward for those who are steadfast in worship during such times will be like those, the rewards of those who migrated to Medina with Rasulullah. Steadfast observance of religious duties and staying away from the things Allah has forbidden and guarding against temptations and worldly seductions is the key to salvation. Hijrah was obligatory on the faithful during the time of Rasulullah. It was the only way they could protect their faith faced with persecution. But after the fall of Makkah, Hijrah is no more obligatory, where we don't face that kind of persecution. So those who are devoting themselves single-mindedly to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during these times of crisis will merit the same rewards, because we are doing so to safeguard our faith. Prophet has promised them tremendous rewards. What are the lessons we can learn from this beautiful hadith, this frightening reminder of Rasulullah? The end times will be marked by a steady decline of moral standards among the people. Greed and rivalry over worldly possessions will prevail. Chaos, confusion, and widespread slaughter will become rampant. Caught up in the middle, many people will lose their faith. Hence the need to exercise vigilance. So those who strive to remain steadfast in observing of religious duties in such times will be rewarded for their perseverance, like those who made hijrah with the Prophet of Mercy to Medina, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to learn the lessons from the beautiful traditions. Illuminate your life by guidance from the light of prophecy. May Allah honor us to do that. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.